came into a very, very interesting section, a section that got to do with the first meeting of the author of this kitab, or the compiler of this kitab, Dr. Ismail Maimon Sahab. May Allah Pak reward him. Now, something very interesting we learn from here is a person doesn't necessarily have to be an alim for him to progress spiritually. But the fact that he spent time in the sohbat, in the company of some pious person or some pious people, and the colors of that person rubs off on this person, then he can supersede and he can exceed even many, many ulama because of the barakat of that sohbat in the company. Imagine he's a medical doctor, but today we are reading his kitab, and so many ulama read his kitab, the Ramadan of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi and the pious elders. So how many people are benefiting? But this benefit comes when a person's color, when he's chal, dal, when he's thinking, when his mannerisms, everything is conforming to the mannerisms of his senior, his akabir. And this comes when there is physical contact. Sometimes people just think that we can go online and we can get that sohbat. Sohbat is not something that comes online. Sahaba had to spend time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to get his sohbat. So this is a physical interaction, spending time physically. This that can never happen online just by listening to some lectures of some pious people or some lectures of intelligent people, wherever they may be, and we'll get that sohbat. No, sohbat is a thing that comes by physically spending time. An interesting incident that we'll do today is how they left Madina Sharif to come to India to spend time with Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh, and what effect and what impact it had. That's a very, very interesting incident. Similarly, we've seen recently a person, a doctor by the name, he's marhum now, Asab rahmatullahi alayh, very, very pious person. He also spent time in the company of Hazrat Ji Mawlana Masihul Asab rahmatullahi alayh, and such great heights he had reached just by spending time in the company with the true talab, with the true desire, that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to learn from this pious person, I want to learn from these pious people. So anyway, he's explaining here, Dr. Ismail Maimon Sahab, that my first meeting with Hazrat and Bayat with him. The first time I had an interaction with Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh, and I took a pledge with him, a pledge of allegiance, that I will follow Shariat, I will follow Deen under your guidance. So I first took Bayat, I first took a pledge with him, with Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Raipuri rahmatullah alayh in 1957, when I was in medical school. So early on he started frequenting the company, spending company of the pious, of the akabir, of the buzruks of those times. So whilst I was in medical school in 1957, I would visit this great person, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Raipuri rahmatullah alayh. As a student, Hazrat did not want me to make any zikr or get involved in any ashghal. He didn't want me to do too much of zikr, etc., because I was still a student at that time. So therefore, he didn't want me to busy myself too much in these things. In 1961, I finished my last exam and went straight to Raipur. Look at that. Finishing the last exam of medical school, not going for holiday, not going for parties, going straight to the pious person, going in his company. First thing he did was I went into his company in Raipur. Fortunately, I met there with Hazrat Shaykh Abul Hasan Ali Nadvi rahmatullah Ali in Saranpur as he was leaving for Raipur. So as he was leaving for Raipur, I met him and was blessed with his company on the journey to Raipur. So now he was also blessed with the company of Hazrat Shaykh Abul Hasan Ali Nadvi rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat prescribed zikr to me in that meeting, though I never kept it due to my carelessness and indifference. He's saying that when at that meeting now, when I met Hazrat Raipuri rahmatullah Ali, at that time now, because now I'm finished my studies, he gave me some zikrs, etc. But I did not do it because I was indifferent at that time and I was a little bit careless. Then Shaykh Abdul Qadir Raipuri rahmatullah Ali passed away in 1962. Now this pious person that I had contact with, he had passed away in 1962. He didn't leave it there, that I had contact at some point. Now there's no need for me to continue spending time with other pious people that are around. No, that he didn't stop there. Now what did he do further? So he says that I meanwhile moved, I shifted to Saudi Arabia. I started staying now in Saudi Arabia. In 1964, I was blessed with the opportunity to perform Hajj with Hazrat Shaykh Yusuf rahmatullah alayh and stay with Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh for 8 days in Medina after Hajj. So I was fortunate that 8 days after Hajj, I managed to stay in the company of Shaykh Yusuf, Mawlana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayh, and stay with Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh. Now this also was the desire to spend time with the pious people. Now see what an impact it had on his life. He says that during this time, I asked Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh to accept me in Bay'ah, but he refused. I asked him that, please allow me to pledge my allegiance to you now, because now Hazrat Abdul Qadir Raipuri Sahib rahmatullah had passed away. So he's saying, Hazrat, now look at the humility of Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh. He's saying that when I asked him this, he says, I do not accept a pledge of anyone who has already taken bayat with Hazrat Shaykh Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayh or Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Raipuri. Their bayat is my bayat. Therefore, if you have any question, just ask me. He said, anybody who has taken bayat before to these two great personalities, I can't accept their bayat. I don't accept. You rather just ask me any questions if you got any questions. Because their bayat is already like my bayat. So high ranking people, such high qualities, high sifat they had. After this, I returned to Medina Sharif where I practiced medicine. Now he's practicing medicine as a doctor in Medina Sharif. And Hazrat left for India. He said, Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Ahmad, they finished the Hajj, etc. They went away back to India. Shortly after, I received a booklet of daily devotions without any request from Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullahi, a clear sign that he had accepted me in his bay'ah. This was the beginning of my correspondence with Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullahi. In 1966-1967, I went to visit Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullahi in Saranpur and stayed with him for 21 days. See the desire he had, that he went now, he had got a sheikh now. 21 days he went and spent time physically, not just online, not just on the telephone. Physically he went, he left Medina Sharif and went and spent 21 days with him. Everyone I met me asked me why I had come after Ramadan and I should have been there for Ramadan. So whoever I met told me, why are you coming after Ramadan? You should have been here in Ramadan. So he says, now what an impact this had that I decided that the next year I'm going to be there for Ramadan. Hazrat also asked Hazrat Abul Hassan to show me the place where Hazrat had performed itikaf during the month of Ramadan. After this, I left Saranpur with a firm intention. Now he's going back to Medina Sharif, but with a firm intention that next year I'm going to come here for Ramadan. So this was the niyat he had made. I had known Sufi Iqbal since 1957 when we had became acquainted through the work of Tabligh. We became good friends and I mentioned to him my intention of spending the next Ramadan with Hazrat. So there was another person who was a brother in Tabligh, a Tablighi Sati, by the name of Hazrat Sufi Iqbal Sahib. So he said, I knew him for some time and I told him, you know what, next year Ramadan, I'm going there to Saranpur and I'm going to spend time with Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh. He was a little hesitant about leaving the blessed city of Medina Sharif for India, but as I insisted, he decided to accompany me on this trip. So in Shaaban 1967, we departed from Medina Sharif and arrived in Saranpur on the 29th of Shaaban via Riyadh, Dehran, Karachi, Mumbai and then Delhi. Malik Abdul Haq also joined us from the center of the Tabligh at that time, Nizamuddin, with his three sons. We left on Friday, the morning of the 29th of Shaaban, and arrived in Saranpur about Jummah time. After Jummah Salah, we came forward to shake hands with Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah. Where these two personalities are coming from, Medina Sharif. They travel all the way to India, Saranpur. After Jummah Salah, they're coming to meet Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah. Listen, it may take a little bit of time, but a very, very interesting incident. I was the first to hug Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayh. He shook and he started trembling. Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria started shaking and started trembling. Then everyone moved one by one to hug him. Hazrat remained in the state crying the whole day. He cried profusely and he said repeatedly, look, these people left the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to visit me. And he cried as he spoke. He remained in this state throughout the night. The whole night he remained crying like this. These people left Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam city to come and visit me. An amazing incident that had happened. Now, which two people came? The Hazrat Sufi Iqbal Sahib and Hazrat Dr. Ismail Memon Sahib. He says, when Sufi Iqbal and I left Medina Sharif to go to Saranpur, we informed Hazrat throughout the journey of our whereabouts. As we were going, we were moving, we informed Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, whatever was the means of communication at that time, we informed him of our whereabouts. During the journey, one woman from Hazrat's family saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. So one woman in the family of Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi had seen a dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, tell Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi that two of my special guests are coming. Make sure you take care of them. I don't remember, he's saying, I don't remember the exact words, but this was the gist of what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this woman in the dream, that give the message to Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria that two of my special guests are coming, make sure you take care of them. Hazrat interpreted this to mean that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to Dr. Ismail Sahib, Mehman Sahib and Sufi Iqbal Sahib. Our elders were head over heels over the smallest gesture from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat was profoundly affected by this instruction. He treated us with such respect and took such special care of us in every way, spiritually, financially, externally and internally. His special blessings and affections for us are not something I can put into words. Dr. Ismail Sahib is saying, it's not something that I can put into words, the special attention that he had given to us. Throughout the month, he granted us his time. He granted us special attention. And on a night of Eid, during Tahajjud time, he granted us Khilafat. Khilafat, that now you are, he granted successorship, that you are now my Khalifa. You can continue with this work that I am doing. All praise is due to Allah, and gratitude is owed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We'll continue with this incident, inshallah. Something that we learn from here is when a person shows true love, true muhabbat, and he spends time in the company of the pious, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him such colors. Therefore, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi would say that look at that sand that stays in the company of the gold. That sand also changes color, it becomes golden. So by spending time in the company of the pious, a person's mind changes, his thinking changes, his style changes, his ways changes. He also becomes golden just by spending time in the company and in the sohbat of the pious people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that tawfiq to spend time in the company of the pious. It definitely rubs off. It may take time, it may take some time, but it does rub off, and the benefits are such that they are lasting for so long. How many people now look, how many people are benefiting from the company and the incidents of these type of people? May Allah give us also that tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.